Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Truth Magazine, glossy national magazine published by Grace Gospel Fellowship. Page 21, please pray for Denver Bible Church and Pastor Bob Enyart during the Democratic National Convention with their plans to pass out thousands of tracts and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ August 25th through the 28th. We've printed 10,000 tracts, and that will be part of the effort of Denver Bible Church. Of course, American Right to Life has Power in the Park and the Clinton Watch Project and so many other projects. Please be involved this coming week, starting Sunday night, the rallies with the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, Alan Keyes, Flip Benham, the Reverend Matt Truella. What a great time. Right now, as we speak, Joe Scott, founder of Pro-Life Colorado, is on trial in Denver for violating the state's bubble law. Now, there is a moving 8-foot bubble around a person going into an abortion clinic, and the punishment, Joe Scott could spend time in jail, as in a year or two in jail, and we pray that's not the case, and we're hoping to get a report from the courtroom. So we will try to get a report from the courtroom for you during this half-hour program. You're listening to Bob Enyart Live, and we are looking forward to the DNC beginning on Monday, not because of the wickedness of the DNC, not because of how evil their nominee for president is, Barack Obama, who says he doesn't know when life begins. In a mocking way, that is above my pay grade, meaning that as the leader of a nation, I would allow people to kill children if they're unwanted. Even forget about only unborn children, as demonstrated in Illinois when he was running against Alan Keyes. Barack Obama would not even protect a child after he was born from a botched abortion. Barack Obama wouldn't even do that. So, in fact, Alan Keyes exposed that a couple years ago widely, and the Republican talk show hosts these days are jumping all over it, not because of the fundamental immorality, but because they're hoping to use it as a tool to get a compromised child killer like John McCain elected. That's why they're so excited about Barack Obama being exposed for his wickedness right now. But up until now, that it was a tool against to help John McCain get elected, nobody seemed to care all that much. Now let's get a quick report from the courtroom. Downtown Denver, Joe Scott is on trial. We've got Cal Zastro in the hallway right outside the courtroom. Cal, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thanks, Bob. Revival Holiness Missionary Reporter Cal here.
Yes.
We just got done with a 15-minute break at the trial. And just before the break, Planned Parenthood star witness, Ms. Julie Labar, got caught telling a lie in court and admitted that she lied to the police May 10th, 2007.
Keep praying for Joe Scott, for her attorney, Jim Rouse. So Jim Rouse, cross-examining the Planned Parenthood star witness, Cal, you're saying he caught her in a lie in the courtroom?
Right, and he said, did you tell a lie to the police? And she said, yes.
Wow, and had she already testified
she's done the same lie in court?
So she's committed perjury. Now, in Denver, typically, they don't care if you commit perjury.
Right. In
Denver, it's no longer a justice system. Now it's just a system.
Right.
And they just don't care if you lie. Perjury is de facto legal in the Denver courts because that judge expects to be lied to. In fact, I think he likes to be lied to because he never pushes the DA to go for perjury charges. So, all right, Joe Scott, we're praying for her. Cal, thank you for being there with the saints who are there to encourage and provide moral support to Joe Scott, a hero of the pro-life movement and a sister in the body of Christ. Thank you, Cal Zastro.
Right.
God bless you. All right, now, Matt Truella, head of Missionaries to the Preborn, has, about 50 people here in Colorado for a couple weeks with their Colorado Personhood Tour. And we talked to him yesterday, did an extraordinary protest at Cherry Creek in Denver and North Creek including an effort against the Weitz Corporation, collaborators for building Planned Parenthood's mega Auschwitz right here in Denver. Now on the line, Matt Truella. Matt, how has today gone?
Today's gone very well, Bob. We're up here in Fort Collins today, spending the whole day up here, causing no small stir.
Hey, Matt Truella, one of the three prongs of strategy for American Right to Life is to create social tension and that there would be no child killing with tranquility.
Amen.
So you guys show the truth that children are made in God's image. They're beautiful, but then you show what they look like after the abortionist kills them.
That's right. You can see a clear contrast. People go through four or five photographs of a baby in the womb intact, and then they go through four or five photographs of a baby killed by abortion, and then they do it all again after they get past light.
Okay, so in other words, as people are driving up to an intersection like at Mulberry and Riverside and Fort Collins, you guys stretch out for a block in each direction?
Oh, we're stretched out much longer than that. We're probably stretched out a quarter of a mile to half a mile.
Quarter of a mile to half a mile, so they see the pictures of the babies in life, they see the pictures of the children killed by abortionists, and then they come to the light where they're stopped. You guys have tracks to give out to people, flyers,
that's
information,
right.
and then they keep going and they see it again to reinforce it.
That's exactly right.
And
yep.
Matt, I think I mentioned this before you got on the show yesterday for a quick update, but I believe Missionaries to the Preborn and your street witness to the truth is probably the best organized, most disciplined, most effective effort in the country. We brag about you guys here in Colorado when you're not in town. And now that you're here, we really got to brag about you.
Okay. So, well, thank you so much.
Well, tomorrow you're going to be in Denver. I have your itinerary right here. Can we invite people who would like to participate and see what a well-run pro-life witness is all about? Can we invite people to come on out?
Absolutely. We need all the help we can get.
All right. So tomorrow morning at Wadsworth and 52nd, that's in Arvada, at 7:30 in the morning. And then also a little further south at Alameda in Wadsworth at 11:30. And then in Denver at Broadway and Hampton, South Denver, at 4:15. So I'll state those locations again. Matt, I don't think these are online. Is that true or are they?
They're not online. We have not made them public.
Okay, that's right. So I'll state them one more time when you hang up. I know that you're in the middle of a protest. And then also we've invited people for Wednesday, August 27th. Mark your calendars. I plan to be there in Denver, 92nd and Sheridan. Actually, I think that's Thornton. 92nd and Sheridan at 7:15 in the morning. And then your whole group, your Colorado Personhood Tour, is going to Boulder, Colorado for the rest of the day. So
that's correct.
Matt Truella, founder of Missionaries to the Preborn, may God bless you. And I can't wait to see you at the rallies, Matt, at Power in the Park in the mornings.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
In the evening rally starting this Sunday night and Monday night, it'll be a blessing. Thanks, Matt.
God bless you. We'll see you.
God bless you. Matt Truella, Missionaries to the Preborn, their website, missionaries2preborn.com. Now, we've been mentioning Power in the Park. This is sponsored by American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. During the DNC, there's the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, which is a half block from Planned Parenthood's new mega abortion center, Auschwitz. Now, what does it tell you about the neighborhood they chose to locate their latest child killing center? What does it tell you about the neighborhood to know that it's a half block from Martin Luther King Jr. Park? What does it tell you? Well, Martin Luther King Jr. is a hero to the black community, a founder of the civil rights movement, the modern civil rights movement. And so what you know is this is another instance where Planned Parenthood has targeted a minority neighborhood. To put a child killing center in a minority neighborhood with blacks aborting their children at a rate that's skyrocketed higher than the average population. Margaret Sanger was a racist. She was into Nazi eugenics. She wrote in her books, Pivot of Civilization and Woman in the New Race, her two books. She wrote in Pivot of Civilization that the blind, she spoke of the handicapped. And she called them the dead weight of human waste. and Planned Parenthood annually gives out the Maggie Award in her name, honoring this racist, hateful woman who counseled families. She said, after your baby's born, after it's born, if you have a large family, the most merciful thing you can do to an infant is to kill it. That's Margaret Sanger. And they honor that murdering woman, that racist woman. She wrote of the blind, the deaf, the dumb, the mute, and the lame, that they are the dead weight of human waste. What a tragedy. What an absolute tragedy. So there's a war in America against the unborn. And the body of Christ is outraged, and we will do everything we can do to recriminalize child killing and to restigmatize child killing, to take away the tranquility with which the abortion industry wants to make money killing kids. And the White's Corporation, a $1 billion corporation, they turned this black and Hispanic neighborhood into a war zone for the next 20 years. With, imagine 5 days a week protest in your neighborhood across the street from your house with lesbians, homosexuals, liberals, earth worship, dirt worshipers coming out against Christians and pro-lifers. Protest raging day after day for years. That's the way it's been for 20 years in Denver. And so the White's Corporation and Planned Parenthood turned this minority neighborhood into a war zone. So Will Duffy, by the way, is speaking at Power in the Park. Will Duffy. Oh, and he's a star witness for the pro-life side in this trial. And he's really good, too. So he's a star witness for the pro-life side, and that is thrilling. And so Will Duffy will be speaking along with the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson, the Reverend Clinard Childress, Ambassador Alan Keyes, the head of Operation Rescue National, the Reverend Flip Benham, the head of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh. I mean, these are the lineups for these rallies in the evenings, starting Sunday night at 6:30 in North Glen at St. Stephen Church, 10828 Huron Street. The lineup of speakers is phenomenal. And these events are going to move quickly. There are speakers who are, they're going to speak for 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, and then Alan Keyes goes on. Power in the Park, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 10 minutes, Jesse Lee Peterson goes on. This is going to be exciting. And you are invited, and I urge you to mark your calendars starting Sunday night at St. Stephen Church if you're in the Denver metro area, if you got to try. If you've got to work hard to get here, if you got to work hard to get here to Denver, if you got to drive in, is it too late for somebody to plan to fly into Denver for the DNC? Forget the DNC. All the action is going to be at Martin Luther King Jr. Park. That's where the action will be, in the Clinton Watch Project. At the rallies, people will get to volunteer for different projects. For example, the Clinton Watch Project will have, this is sponsored by American Right to Life, and it will have Christians at, now normally Christians wouldn't go to these places, and they better not, they'll destroy themselves, their marriage, their children. Do you know that young guys who go to strip joints, and they're Christian, and they think, well, nobody knows, and I just sneak in. Do you know that they destroy their children? They destroy their children even before they have any children. They can go years before they get married, years before, and the devastating consequences of that blatant sexual immorality and that lust will help to destroy them from the inside out. It'll help to destroy them from the inside out, and when they get married, their marriage will suffer. And they'll be raising kids, their own kids who they love, and they'll see the consequences of their immorality playing out in their lives and maybe a marriage destroyed years later because of the addictions that developed when they thought it was funny or cute or nobody would know. And then the kids grow up in a family with a marriage that is crumbling. and those kids see their mom and dad hating one another and ending up in a divorce. And all from the consequences that God warned us. He made us male and female. He knows how we work, how we operate, and he knows that sexual immorality is about the most destructive thing you can do. You know, if the devil could have a bomb dropped on your house, he might like that because he likes death and destruction. But do you know what he would like 10,000 times more? He would like for you to destroy your own life. He would like for you to destroy yourself, to destroy your wife, your marriage, your family, your children. That's what he would like. That's what he enjoys. And that is why sexual immorality is so insidious, because it's one thing to have terrorists come into your country and kill a few thousand people. That's one thing. When you destroy yourselves, when you destroy yourself, when a nation is corroded from within, when a nation becomes putrefied from within so that individuals can't hardly get by week to week without feeding their lust and their perversion, and women are disrespected. One family that I'm aware of, one family, one marriage, was part of an extended family that was so immersed in sexual immorality that the grandfather would make sexual jokes about his granddaughters. And it enrages me to see that kind of filth and perversion, how it destroys people's lives. And God gets angry. God gets angry. You know, you read about the wrath of God. Have you read about the wrath of God? It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Well, that's an Old Testament verse, right? That's the Old Testament. That's in the book of Hebrews. That must be the Old Testament. Book of Hebrews. Must be the Old Testament. God got better since then. Now God is different. He went to counseling in the intertestament period. Now, the New Testament speaks more about the wrath of God and the judgment and the vengeance of God than does the Old, if you're going to look at it as compared to the people that God will judge when he pours out his wrath on the earth. Our phone number, 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. We got an email from a Christian leader in Ohio. And yesterday on the show, we mentioned our video on divorce and remarriage, the Bible, divorce and remarriage. And this Christian leader got that video, a DVD, and he watched it because he's taught for years about divorce and remarriage. And his reputation is on the line because he's taught on divorce and remarriage. And the ideas have consequences. And he sent us an email. And he said, thank you for that teaching on the Bible, divorce, and remarriage. I have repented of the false teaching that I had engaged in on that topic. I'm so thankful I've seen that video. And in that video, we go through biblical material rarely seen. Do you know there are Bible verses on divorce and remarriage that if you go into a Christian bookstore and you buy a Bible study on divorce and remarriage, I make a prediction. I make a prediction that the Bible verses in our DVD will not be in the book you get on divorce and remarriage. This is Bible material rarely considered, because Christians often operate based on cliches, and a lot of Bible verses don't work. They don't fit with the cliches, so they just tend to get ignored. So yesterday we talked briefly about how you could destroy the marriage covenant with sexual immorality and with abandonment. These are forms of destroying the marriage covenant. And so what a blessing to hear from this Christian leader in Ohio. Just another one of thousands of people who've gone through our Bible study materials, our videos. You know, some people subscribe to the monthly video. We have a monthly topical video subscription, and what is it, $24.99 a month. And every month they get a DVD from us. And 1 month you get a Bible divorce and remarriage. That's 1 month. The next month you might get a DVD on creation and evolution and how to witness to your friends. Another month you might get a debate with between me and a college philosophy class and their teacher on how to witness to people who have gone to college and they've completely lost their minds. I mean, there are a lot of neat resources for us as Christians to benefit from right here in the BEL library. In fact, some people get our catalog. We got a beautiful four-color catalog. You can call us at 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278, 800-836-9278. And you could look through it and say, hey, this DVD here on Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. That looks like an interesting DVD. I'd like to get that. Or you could just call us up and say, I'd like to subscribe to the BEL topical videos. Or the monthly Bible study albums. Now, that's more expensive. Is that right? $34.99 a month. And once a month, you get an entire Bible study album on a single DVD. It's like going to seminary. You have a job. You drive around. You have some spare time in the evening. You could listen to a half-hour Bible study two or three nights a week. If you drive around and you could listen to an MP3 CD or pop a CD in a CD player or a DVD player or a computer, listen to an MP3 CD, you could get the equivalent of a seminary education. And you could learn and grow as a Christian, as a father, a mother, as a parent, a worker, a business owner, with the principles you learn out of God's word. You could become more effective at speaking up for the unborn. You could become more effective at warning people against homosexuality. You could become more effective at teaching people about our Creator God and that we are made in His image and His likeness. And by the way, what's the difference between God's image and His likeness? What's the difference? Very different. Very different in the Hebrew, and the Hebrew Old Testament was translated into Greek. It's called the Septuagint, and Jesus and the apostles often read from the Greek, and they quoted the Greek Septuagint often. So you have Bible verses in Hebrew and in Greek, in both, and that teaches you more about what that verse is saying. So what does it mean to be made in God's image and likeness? Well, our Bible studies, Genesis creation. And many of these Bible study albums are, I think the shortest ones are 4 or 5 hours, and the longest ones are about 20 hours of Bible study on a single CD. And we have them on topics like predestination and free will, the end times. And we have Bible studies that go through entire books of the Bible, like Romans. That's my absolute favorite, the book of Romans. Genesis, Exodus, books throughout the Old Testament, Esther, Nehemiah, Ezra, and in the New Testament, the Gospels, the book of Acts, Paul's epistles, the book of Revelation. Boy, is there a lot of neat resources available at Bob and Yart Live, and you could benefit from it, and at the same time, you'll be helping Bob and Yart Live stay on the air to fight this battle for our families, for our kids, to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I've got right here one of our latest books, bound. Does it sound? Could you tell a book by its sound? Doesn't that book sound solid? Sounds solid. This is Does God Exist? Pastor Bob Enyart debates atheist Zaketh at Theology Online. It's a 290-page book. It is the most fun debate. And everything we sell here at Bob and Yart Live, money-back guarantee. Money-back guarantee. And because if you don't appreciate what you got, we don't want the money. Oh, and if you're not a Christian, we'll send you Mount Moriah, the DVD Mount Moriah, for free. That's usually what, $34.99, Mount Moriah? So we'll send that to you for free if you're not a Christian, because you need to be a Christian. But does God exist? This debate, Perfect Bound from Bob and Yurt Live. Talk about a fun read, a debate. It's like a slugfest. And there's a knockout at the end. It's 10 rounds. It ends in a knockout. And the atheist Zaketh, who's a psychologist, he's the resident atheist at theologyonline.com. He, for some reason, he's not selling this book. He's not selling it. He did half of it. But we are selling it here because it's a powerful tool for teaching people how to share the truth and the evidence for the existence of God with unbelievers, and even how to strengthen your own faith. So those are the kinds of resources we have here at Bob and Yurt Live. Do you know it's been months since we've talked through our materials, since we've asked people to please donate to Bob and Yurt Live to help us stay on the air? It's been months since we've made any serious effort, and that's because we've been fully invested, fully engaged in the battle for the Lord to protect the innocent, to love your neighbor, and to tell people that there is a God and he created us, and we violate his law when we kill the innocent, so that the pro-life movement and the gospel of Jesus Christ should be one and the same. Now, a lot of the pro-life industry has become corrupt, and it's just a tool of the Republican Party. It's just Republican cheerleaders, where they take Republicans who will kill millions of innocent children, and they try desperately to get you to give them your money and your vote. But American Right to Life has basically ignited the personhood movement nationwide in this country, and that is a biblically based right to life organization. And we here at Bob and Yurt Live, we support American Right to Life and their DNC welcoming committee with Power in the Park starting this Sunday night at St. Stephen's Church and Monday morning at 7 a.m. Now, you could come anytime Monday morning from between 7 and what? 1 in the afternoon? There'll even be lunch at the park. There will even be lunch at the park that you could come and enjoy Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Park at 30th and Quebec. Just go a couple blocks to the west. And that's right where Planned Parenthood's mega abortion clinic is. By the Renaissance Hotel there, the A-frame. So we're out of time. Please call Bob and Yurt Live. Help out. 1-888-8-N-Yurt. 1-800-836-9278. And Maranatha, what a great school, Maranatha.